As the government of Saddam Hussein appears to evaporate, other groups are rushing to take its place. In the southern city of Al-Amara, a group of tribal leaders now claims to have seized control. Today, those leaders received the open support of U.S. troops, who drove into the city to meet them. They already had quiet support from the U.S. military and intelligence agencies for some time. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from Al-Amara.
U.S. soldiers and Marines rolled into the city this morning in a row of Humvees. They raced past concrete housing projects. They rolled past a massive soccer stadium, which the U.S. says was a hiding place for an Al-Samud missile. They passed smiling portraits of Saddam Hussein, dusty steel tanks left behind by Iraqi troops, and also crowds of cheering residents. Residents say this city fell days before this convoy arrived. The leaders of a prominent local tribe say they removed the last leaders of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party, chasing off some and killing others. You can spot the new leaders walking around town because they're the ones carrying Thuraya satellite phones. American military officers say the phones were supplied by the U.S. government. The officers say that the U.S. Special Forces and other unnamed agencies, presumably the CIA, have been in contact with the new leaders for some time. And today, U.S. Brigadier General Rich Natansky pointed his convoy toward the new leader's home. Sheikh Ali Shalan Al-Faisal invited the general into his living room where they sat side by side on a mat on the floor. The American general wore a single star pinned to his Kevlar vest. The sheikh wore traditional white Arab clothes. Somebody brought a tray of tea and gold-rimmed glasses. Speaking through an interpreter, the American Marine asked what happened to the city's Iraqi army defenders.
The general was killed in an airstrike.
كيف الجنرال مات قتل
قاومنا قاومنا
قاومنا قاومنا قاومونا بال بال
they shot the general
انتوا طخيتوا يعني
please I hope they don't shoot me.
The new U.S.-backed leader here is a member of a prominent local tribe. Military officers say they presume he made some accommodation with Saddam Hussein's regime in order to survive, but they're not asking too many questions now. The U.S. says it wants Iraqis to rule Iraq. Speaking through an interpreter, the sheikh and other leaders indicated that they don't want too much interference from the U.S. We don't want another Saddam Hussein, one said.
If we can't communicate with your troops, there's going to be a problem. He said, we need to communicate with one another. We need to set rules.
We agree.
The Iraqis warned the Americans that they need not provide security for the city. We will do it, the Iraqis said. Gunfire has erupted repeatedly here for the past 24 hours. Sometimes you hear the sharp reports of small arms fire, sometimes a burst of shots, and frequently heavier explosions. Tonight, General Natansky said he doesn't know who's shooting at whom, though he hopes people are firing in the air to celebrate.
Last night we had a UAV, in fact, you might have heard it in the air a little while ago, an unmanned aerial vehicle flying over the city, and it almost looked like a small marathon. Groups of celebrants were running through the city waving flags, so I think they were very pleased that the leadership of the former regime in town had been ejected. And they were celebrating.
Residents and military officers report some looting in the city. And as U.S. troops drove out of the city today, reporters traveling with them spotted a warehouse on fire. Smoke rose from at least two other fires nearby, and just before night fell, another giant plume of black smoke rose over the city. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Al-Amara, Iraq.